Well, howdy, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of Do Not Worry. I'm your host, Anthony, joined by the interns, Noor and Karin. How's it going, ladies?
It's going.
You were just at an iftar, our Muslim intern.
The Muslim representation
we're
on
happy.
The podcast.
Ahla wa sahla. Tell us, how was it? Tell us, because we have a whole topic about iftar. So, enjoy the series of iftar.
What
did you eat? Oh, we had leftover mukhrabiyya.
Ooh, maghrabiyya is always nice.
Maghrabiyya is good.
Maghrabiyya is like a S tier. What did where did we put maghrabiyya when we did the? I think it was S tier, or like at least A tier.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely S tier. What else? Fattoush shorba, the usual. Anyone who knows me in real life would find it hilarious that I'm the Muslim representation, but here we are.
Hey, we're happy to have you here. We needed it. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Either you guys noticed the new intro by Charles Saife. Finally, Nadim is there, folks. Khalas. It's been, it only took a year and a half. Maybe in 2-3 years, you might find your face up on that intro. Who knows? But you got to earn it. You know what I mean? Nadim had to wait. I was like,
for sure, yeah.
Maybe should we just add Karin? I was like, no, it would not be fair. It needs to be like absurdly late for it to happen. That's the only way we do it here. You know what I mean? We fuck things up. Folks, we're going to be talking about, we got a lot of random things, but no, we're gonna be talking about the worst Crepeaway ad ever, possibly the worst ad ever made by Lebanon, the worst social media ad, collaboration, whatever you want to call it, folks. It is unacceptable. But this is where we are with the level of marketing, my TikTok taking over and everything. We got a bunch of random things to talk about. Okay, there's a Cookie. Her cousin, Cookie's cousin. You know Cookie on a TikTok.
Cookie Udalia.
Udalia is her cousin. I met her cousin on TikTok on a TikTok live once. Our first TikTok live. There's a whole singing drama. We got some Joy Tassidis, enjoying some iftar and getting canceled online. Joseph Mirab is building relations with the Chinese. We have a lot of things to discuss, so we're gonna get to it. But before we get to that, folks, I just want to welcome two brand new patrons to our family, folks. Two brand new abductee patrons. R.I.P. Kaki. And Modern Life Monk, welcome. R.I.P. Kaki, and is commemorating Kaki, you know
Thank
what I mean?
You.
He'll never die. Kaki, bi'lubna kinna, you know what I mean? To live in the hearts we leave behind is to never die. Remember that, folks. And Kaki certainly lives in my heart, and especially in Nuru's heart. You love them the most out of all of us. Anyways, thank you guys for joining our Patreon and supporting this little independent YouTube channel. We can't do this without you. And let me take a second to thank. We're going to start with the Gautier patrons, folks.
Finally.
Our amazing patrons. Everything takes a long time to happen here. Kilshi, you know, we adapt, you know. Merch, yalla, in 6 years, we'll get merch eventually. Gautier patrons, like Rifat Fakir, folks. Burgery, Elia Al-Mujabbar, the captain, Jessica Ann, Raj, and Jack Sleeman. We love you guys, and our Gautier patrons are our VIPs, yani. They are the sails to our ship. But we also have our amazing superhero patrons who are also the sails to our ship. Slightly smaller sails. amazing patrons like Mustafa Wehbe, Meher Krikorian, Mo Hariri, Joey Daboul, Dr. William Watfa, the boobs doctor, Rami Gharib, and beautiful blonde patrons, folks, like Antonio Jmeil, Malik UX, Marianne S. Falefel Brain, Hagop Lalong, and Joy Tassidis, it's only fair. And Luai Tfaili, thank you guys so much. We love you. We love you. If you guys would like to support this independent YouTube channel, check out our Patreon. Find a tier that's right for you. And this episode is brought to you by folks, the lovely folks at 16 Millimeter Bar in Jamaica. If you guys want to get some free drinks, April 4th, your time is running out. So keep watching this episode to find out how you can take advantage of an amazing, wonderful deal with 16 Millimeter. We love them. So thank you for sponsoring this episode. And with that, we can get moving. What do you guys think of live sketch comedy?
Good in moderation. I've never been to one, Lebanon.
So I got invited over this weekend to a show. It wasn't improv, not improv. It's like sketches. It's called Elif Ba'dunis. Okay, and let me read you guys the name of the talent. It was very nice for the invitation. Thank you, gentlemen. The cast were Iyad Lhout, perfect last name. Eliana Matta, Ali Hamade, and Jalal Ash'ar. Kind of like absurd sketches, very weird humor. You know what I mean? Like Hey, look, they gave me a plus one. I was going to have you guys fighting over who was going to join me. You know what I mean? Maybe if they're watching this, they'll send you guys some invitations. But it's like, for example, to give you guys an idea of the humor, my favorite sketch that they did was like a guy listening to an instructional cassette on how to masturbate, basically. So if you guys are into that, Oh, hey, joy. This is the show for you. It was very funny. Like, it was kind of a full house. People seemed to have a lot of fun. And I just, like, I remember, you know, the cast about SLC, you know, sketch comedy, but Casino du Liban, shit like that. You know what I mean? It's nice to see a young group of talented people, you know what I mean, doing this stuff. It's interesting. So if you guys want to check it out and support him, thank you guys. I didn't take any pictures of the show because, you know, like, I'm used to not taking pictures during, like, comedy shows.
It's just I don't think you're supposed to.
Yeah. So no, I saw people then posting pictures, so no, I didn't. I'm sorry. But so no, it's a very fun show. If you guys would like to check it out, support some local art, the local art scene. Elif Badounis, check him out. Thank you for the invite, boys and girls. It was a lot of fun. Another quick thing, I just want to talk about the Asseria, folks. You guys know I've been training hard in boxing for a year. I'm never going to compete because, you know, I'm too old for that shit. And I do not want to get concussions. They're not fun. I've had one. Did not enjoy it, but I've been. You guys saw, if you guys saw the Joseph Mera documentary, as you all should, you saw my coach's nephew, Ryan Khoury, a badass young boxer. He's only 18. He just had his pro fight debut in Australia. He lives in Australia, and he got the dub, folks. Here's a couple of moments. Check him out. Knocking the bastard down. So Ryan's got the pro. Make this crowd's gonna hit him with a good body shot.
Yes!
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 Pop him out. Like, this guy's a monster. He's only 18. First pro debut. You know what I mean? Only pro debut. You only get to do it once. Very important that you win your pro debut, and he did it amazingly. Won by unanimous decision. Knocked him down 3 times. We watched. We all got together at the gym in the morning. Watched it. We're very proud of you, Ryan. Very amazing. And look at that photo right here, just quick. Again, only 18, folks. Look at that little monster. Look at that big monster. What do I mean, little man?
That's nice.
Look at that. It's crazy. So making us proud over there in Australia. Ooh, fucking amazing. Quick, random thing. Like, I just saw it on Twitter. There's a huge bridge that collapsed in Baltimore. If you guys are wondering why I care, I was born in Baltimore, folks. I've probably been on that bridge at least a few times. The Key Bridge, it's like a massive bridge. It was hit by a ship. It was just really weird, like just very random. Check it out. Let's watch some of that footage. We rarely get, you know, breaking bridge footage, guys. This stuff is it's important. It's important to look at. So here, I know it's kind of crazy. It's a massive bridge. You really like.
It is a massive bridge.
There's another video that'll give you guys some context about just how big it is. So here's the ship. Apparently the ship was losing power. Bro, this is like a whole ass bridge. Like, think of like the Brooklyn Bridge, like be New York, and it's a fucking one. You can't tell scale, really. You know what I mean?
When did this happen?
Like, 10 hours ago or some shit. Like,
it was in the early morning.
I guess so. Yeah. Oh yeah, this is a mass casualty event.
Oh.
It's like, there's a bunch of people on that bridge. It's fucking crazy. So this is another angle.
I wanted to know what the bang was. Ship hit the Key Bridge, sinking. The bridge is gone.
Okay, so this video.
Holy hell.
This video right here is going to give you guys some context, just like the size of the scale of this bridge. Like, this is by all means.
It's a big bridge.
It's a regular big ass bridge. 4 lanes. Massive. And I've been on the sand multiple times. Of course, as a baby when I was probably coming back from being born in my father's arms.
I'm glad you survived.
Yeah, and it's like the story of Mark Wahlberg, who was almost on the 9/11 plane, but he had to cancel because of a, you know what I mean, like an emergency or something. Like, this could have been me. This could have been me. And I've definitely been to Baltimore within like 5 years. At least I had to, maybe on the way to like New York or something, you stopped by there or some shit. I think you passed by Baltimore. I can't remember. Anyways, my life was in danger. I'm glad I made it out alive. We have one more version of it, one more angle. Why are you looking at me like this doesn't involve me? I was born in Baltimore. These are my people, Noor. And I'm upset I lost Baltimoreans. Let us play. So this is showing you how the ship is like losing power. I'm not sure how interesting this is, but let's skip to where the collision happens. Oh, God damn. Look, it's not funny at all. Yeah, this is not funny, guys. I don't know why I'm laughing. You know
this is so scary.
Very scary. It's just, you know, we're shooting a podcast. The cameras are on. The ring lights. They say under the lights. It's stressful. But, yeah, and Allah irhamkun. Because I don't know what to say. I don't know what happened to that ship. You know what I mean? It's bad. It's bad. All right, we're moving on to the next topic, folks. I'm not going to say any more things about this sinking, this ship.
This was horrible. This was an awful segment.
We're keeping the segment. We got the show must go on.
Okay.
It is what it is. Our boy Joseph, you know what I mean? The legend, the one and only. Honestly, some of the cutest videos I've seen in a long time on social media. And to say that these things are wholesome is an understatement. Now, this is Joseph with a Chinese ping pong player. So Joseph, if you don't know, again, if you haven't seen the documentary, you know that Joseph is a ping pong referee. You know, he's a official, like a licensed referee for Kitchifi official ping pong matches. Joseph Hakam. So Hone, he's hanging out with a renowned Chinese ping pong player.
这是一条和著名的国际版抖音的博主约瑟夫共同带来的美好祝愿。上帝会保佑所有中国和黎巴嫩人民。我رب يبارك السين وشعب السين ورب يبارك لبنان وشعب لبنان ورب يبارك الجميع。That's
so cool. So the Chinese lady actually said like رب يبارك الجميع, like when she did that, she was saying رب يبارك الجميع. And if you go down to the comments, it's a bunch of like funny stuff. But this comment right here made me laugh the most. I'm going to keep it here. صار في علاقات بين لبنان والصين قبل ما تنزل GTA 6. جوزيف مرعب answers, رح يصير في تعاون بين البلدين بس اخر كلمه مش واضحه. He's talking about GTA 6. ورب يبارك حياتك ويطول عمرك امين. So then someone else like is explaining to Joseph شو يعني GTA 6. بيقول له GTA 6 هي لعبه الكترونيه. I just love
that's
like
so cute.
Like it's so cute. Like we're explaining to Joseph like what GTA 6 is. What's
and the meme.
And they're not GTA making fun 6. Of him. Like he's like they're being very like hick earnest in their answer. And then he's got a bunch of videos with like every, I think there's like a tournament going on, a ping pong tournament. I'm besoed videos with every international referee that he's finding. And like, he's just so happy to see him around like friends and people that he likes. So he feels like a little boy, Hanjed, like he's like a little happy boy hanging out with friends. So sweet.
The guy's shy.
I love how the guy's just like looking down. It's like, yeah, man. It's so, this is just so wholesome and cute. I don't know. This is we're gonna have like six of these to watch, folks. If you're not into this, skip to the next one. Where is this guy from?
Ahmed Abbas from Iraq, the beloved.
Rabbi yuwaffiq al-jami' wa yubarik al-Lubnan, inshallah, wa al-butula nashha wa alhamdulillah. Allah yuwaffiqkum inshallah.
Wa Rabbi yubarik al-jami'.
Where did he post these?
Instagram, TikTok, everywhere.
Man,
I love seeing him happy, Hanjun. Such a sweet man. Oh, he's hanging out with like a bunch of people. It's so rare for me to see this, you know what I mean? When he actually got mad at them, you can tell this. When they start clapping, he smiles. he's okay. See, actually, hey, Mashwa. He doesn't, if you fuck up the video, you know, yeah, but du'aid, وما بيحب. بحب التركيز
وزاد.
أوكي. أستاذ سعيد حكم عام من الجزائر والرب يبارك الجزائر وشعب الجزائر.
والرب يبارك للجميع.
والرب يبارك الجميع.
Oh, one more, folks. This one is cute because he literally calls them his friends. Hanjad, this touches my heart. This is so cute.
هو
أخواتنا
اللي
بحبهم.
والرب يبارك للجميع.
والرب يبارك الجميع.
So sweet. I love Joseph.
That's cute.
Everybody go send Joseph some love in the comments. Kuki Nechle. So we've talked about her like over the last 3 years. She's the Bonjour, like the weird, her and her mom. She's weird, cringy. Now there's just this thing with her cousin now. Her cousin apparently has been trying to sing. Did you find any more videos of her singing?
Yeah, out of TikTok? I sent
you. Oh, yes, there they are. So we got a bunch of videos and the situation happening here between the cousins. So first,
the cousin yali talat maak al live.
That's the one. So here, this is the first time I ever heard of Kuki. Of Dalia. So this is Dalia, her cousin. So this is Kuki's cousin, who I randomly entered with a live chat on a TikTok once, and I thought she was an older woman. I called her tante. Here's the video. She got very mad at me.
It's nice to meet you. Bonsoir, tante.
Tante, بعينك.
Bonsoir. تمام طنط بعينك وراح شو بتلعب بنتك شو طنط يعني
وراحت الكهرباء كمان like TikTok live is such a shit show bro like,
by the way اكتشفت ما that's what I'm saying انه عندها اولاد بعتقد
اه داليا
ايه it's a bit weird
so she could be a tant يعني
ايه
ما بعرف انا really don't know anything about it but anyway so this first we got this video نور تبعت لي على on the WhatsApp group kind of Kuki, kind of yelling at Dahlia, and I'm telling her, no, you can't sing. We're making fun of Dahlia's voice. But we're going to wait and see how what Dahlia sounds like a little later. We're going to wait. So let's see.
I'm going to be one of them, for the truth. The comments are going to laugh and going to laugh at my voice. And I'm not going to keep it for the song. If I keep it for the song, I didn't have it. I don't know if I have it or not. لا ما تقصصه ما تضحك ما تحسسني انه هي عم تتمزهل علي بطريقتها اذا تمسخر ولو
طب ما نحن قلنا لك انه صوتك مش خارج اغاني ليه بتغني هاد مسخر عليك لانه صوتك مش حلو هي ما بدها تقول لك صوتك مش حلو عرفت كيف كرمال هيك صرت
اوكي اعملي ما اعرف خلص ما تحكي معي
This is she's her aunt داليا عمتها لكوكي
خالتها
and Kuki like you know she has the worst voice on the planet so it's like ironic and Kuki's like hey so your voice sucks like coming from Kuki that's like extra offensive you know what I mean like when Kuki tells you have a shitty voice it's like goddamn يعني وهون هلا Kuki وإما and someone else ثلاثتهم سوا عم بيتمنكوا على داليا who's a friend of the show خلص أنا been on a live مع داليا
صح
نحنا تيم داليا forever يعني So here is Kuki and her mom and some random lady. كلنا بيتمنكوا على the queen داليا.
هي مقتنعة إنه هي صوتها حلو بدها تعمل مطربة. حدا قالوا معها شيء. خلص. أنا ما بتدخل. أنا شفتيني فتحت بلشت بالأغاني وهيك وسكتت ما حكيت ولا كلمة.
نعم ما أنا قلت لها قلت لي أنا بغني كمان. قلت لها سمعينا. يعني اكيد مش اجي اتمسخ يعني ولا
هي ليش دغري فلت لانه ما عندها ثقه بحالها
ابلع ماي جاد برو
عنجد
like هيدي اختها or like she's her like خالد عمد يعني this is her mom like Kuki and does that make her
yeah her sister
that's her sister
she's talking shit about her sister
shitting on her sister على تيك توك
with her daughter there
what does Dahlia sound like let's give her a chance right let's see what she sounds like you know can it be that bad and for Kuki واما لكوكي To say that Dahlia can't sing, our friend of the show, Dahlia. Let's see.
ارجع لي اشوفك والقلب مرتاح ريحني يا حبيبي من نار الاشواق تلقك بلبس عيوني بتغني الافراح والقك يا حبيبي زي انا مشتاق هوبا للنار النار النار نانا
انا الغنية عم تضحكني بس هي بتغني منيح It's long Where did you find this is on her TikTok
She has quite a few.
بتغني like you know she has a chant juste يعني ما بتنشيز she's not horrible.
إنه كيف كانوا عم يحكوا عنها it made me think إنه she sounds like
horrible. She doesn't sound horrible. She sounds
kinda, sounds fine.
She sounds okay.
Yeah, she sounds عادي like no, she's not bad. حرام. Yeah. They did her dirty.
Yeah, let me get some extra lights.
But I think she looks way younger in this video. Honestly, she looks, I don't know,
way younger. It's very weird, Lila, and I went through her TikTok to find videos of her singing.
Mm-hmm.
She has videos مع ولاد أنه مبينة مثل كأنها أمون, like from the poses وهيك. بس ولاد, her eldest daughter, I think, is 15.
Look, everything
which is old.
We gotta do our research. Let's not. We don't know what's up. Hold on, there's some more singing. Let's listen to her sing. We're not here to talk about her kids. The music.
Ma'ul insek ma'ul tinsani ana.
that Cookie might have a point.
This one's first. This one's first.
Cookie might have a point. She's getting me back. I can't tell where the song is going. I mean, there's room for improvement. But no. If she trains, definitely.
She needs to find her key. This isn't her song. Maybe if she picks a better song.
This is the song, I feel. This is the one. This is the final. I think this is going to be the one. Hone, she's going to blow us all away.
It's definitely a pitch.
Better key.
It's a pitch.
Yeah, dare I say, this is Dahlia's best performance so far. I think she's kind of killing it, no?
No, I still prefer the first,
one.
The first sounds better, yeah. I don't know, I think when she tries to go loud, she can't. She can't.
I really dislike Cookie and her mom, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because they're publicly humiliating their family member. That's fucked.
Horrible, يعني. شو عملت لهم؟ ما بفهم. دالي نحن عن جد يعني نحن كل الدعم. هيدي رينجتون رح اعملها. تسأل كيف بغار علي وقلبك علم قلبي غار الهوى يا حبيبي. Let her sing.
That's what TikTok's for.
نحن سائلين كمان ونحن بنتمسخر على العالم. Shit, عن جد. Why don't I just let people do what they want? Laissez-moi danser. Dalida said it the best من 50 سنة. R.I.P. Cut that out. Laissez-moi. That's it for the kooky stuff. This week is light على الخفيف, folks. Next week might be off. Oh, the Liam Neeson video. Okay. So I saw this on Twitter. It was very funny. Like, the tweet was basically saying, like, what's the wildest, like, moment you saw in, like, an interview with, like, an actor or something? And someone was like, this one. Like, you don't know where it's going, kind of. Like, how, like, or what moment kind of shocked you? Like, someone said something that you're like, what the fuck?
Talking about you, you know? That's the best parts.
And I mean, it sounds like an incredible shoot, but there was an earthquake, Julian. That must have been quite terrifying for yourself and all of the cast members.
Terrifying. I was in a hotel on the 19th floor in the morning, and the building shook. I'd been in an earthquake before in LA. For some reason, it was different. I got under a doorway, because they all say, get under a doorway. And as I was standing there in the room shaking, I thought, this is crazy. So I got my passport, went out into the hallway. And the hallway was going like this. I'm not exaggerating. And there was a little lady dressed in black, who was the manageress of that floor. She was knocking on the doors with her clipboard, checking the rooms had been cleaned to the right perfection, all the rest of it. She turned and saw me like this, up against the door. And she said, ah, no problem, no problem. I be here 20 years, no problem.
So. I knew it.
Dude, it comes out of nowhere, though.
من أول ما he said little lady, I knew it.
Was it doing a racist Asian lady impression? Ah, no problem.
Where did he say he was? Baya Balad?
I don't remember, but while they were shooting, I'm guessing silence, so some kind of Asian country. That just came out. I was not. I'm like, what's gonna happen? Like, it's like the clip wasn't ending. I'm like, all right, 45 seconds. What's gonna happen? It's like, ah, no problem. I'm like, oh God, Liam Neeson, stop. It's like that one time you started telling a story about like wanting to kill black men because like a friend of his was like assaulted by a black man. So he was like, I was walking down the streets of Dublin looking for any black man I could find. I'm like, God damn, Liam Neeson, stop talking in interviews.
Do people like Liam Neeson?
I love Liam Neeson. He's Do you guy. Not love Liam Neeson?
No.
He does action movies.
He does action movies now. You guys know
the Taken 1, 2, 3. Well, no, he was like.
You guys know the old Liam Neeson when he was young. He was a great dramatic actor, and he was obviously Qui-Gon Jinn in the Phantom Menace, Star Wars. And he is, you know, the Taken. I forget his name. Brian Mills, actually, I think that's his name. I'm Brian Mills.
Horrible movies.
Took my daughter. What? The Taken Horrible one. Movies. Taken one is amazing. Taken two and three, my don't know. Taken one is a like perfect movie for what it is. Perfect, flawless movie.
I have no thoughts about Liam Neeson.
Taken one. Do you not like Taken one?
I haven't seen it in recent memory.
What? I have a very particular set of
How
skills.
How often do you watch Taken?
I've seen it like four times or something, but like, you know, the phone call, the very iconic phone call.
Yeah, it was memed to death in like 2012, I remember.
Oh, come on, man. You guys are not fun.
You're not fun watching.
Where Nadim and Elijah movies. Right need them. The boys talk about Taken. Yeah.
No, he's a good actor, Haram. But this is the racism arc. I didn't expect it.
Yeah, no problem. This is very good. Okay, we got to talk about this Crepeboy ad, folks. Okay, this I saw this on Twitter.
I've been dreading talking about it.
Why? Did you know something about it that I don't? Or like, is there extra?
La, but take it. No, I feel like we're going to hate on the girl.
Haram, so Birdalicious. Okay, she's very famous. She has 2 million followers on TikTok. I've seen her around like in ads and stuff here and there. I don't really know what she does.
She is big on TikTok.
Is she like, is it a food account? Is it like makeup?
Like vlogs. I know it's mostly about her.
Vlogs. Okay, personal vlogs. So this is a video collab with Tufiduk. Before we get to the Crepeway collaboration she did, here's some, just let's take an idea of who she is.
Smile. Sorrie. Sonries. Sorridi. Yalla. Jaze. 1, 2. Bert, شو بك مكشرة؟ شو بك بتضلك زعلانة؟ ما بتضحك لرخيص صغن ضحكي شوي. ما اسألك. يلا. 1, 2. بشرفك شفطيلة كرشك. شو بك بتضلك مدندلة؟ شفطيلة يلا كرشك تقلك. يلا. One.
Sorry, I'm eating cake.
Two.
Good old Tufiduk body shaming. Oh yeah.
Two. ليك بيناتنا الضوء مش حلو. صراحة. الضوء مش حلو. يعني بعد شوي. فضل بعد شوي. إيه. يلا. One.
That. نفس. Just mostly Tufiduk. Let's see. This is a random vlog. 4 minutes. This should give us more than enough. Let's watch the first like 50 seconds.
Hi guys, اليوم موعد ضفيرة. هيدي الجمعة عيد ميلادي وراح اعمل birthday nails. هيدا كسر صار بيأثر حنروح حنروح نعمل زبط. وكمان بدي اعمل lashes refill نظبط الروماس.
Outfit check.
Oh okay, I already hate this, yo.
Too much.
انا كثير متحمسة.
Not her. I hate the video.
وصلتي.
Oh, she's a cartoon character, bro. But she's sweet.
Well, I'm gonna say, I know I don't like it. I don't wanna seem, I know, this girl that's hating on.
She seems nice.
And I think she's my age.
She seems very sweet.
I don't wanna hate on her.
Yeah. This is not for me. This content is not for me. This is what I'll say. You know,
it's not for me.
It's not for us. But so, no, there's definitely, she has 2 million followers, so there's definitely a huge audience for it. And it's just like, why would I watch this? Anyways, this is not the problem. This is all fun and good. This, folks, is an ad that she got paid to do for Crepeway, folks. Someone, there was an exchange of money for this to happen. Someone paid for this. Let's watch. She's my favorite. Oh my god. Everyone's getting it on now.
من خصم 25 لا أحد قادرين مجددين.
I know this took like a million takes.
They had to do this over and over
yeah.
again, probably.
Yes, it took a million takes. I feel like this was
someone
the first
fucked
take.
Up.
I have been to this crap away, folks. بتذكر هون كان عنا طاولة هون على جنب أنا عملنا reunion of my old high school with Antonia Razir like fucking 15 years ago. Big ass table. يعني this is and this I haven't I really don't go to this crap away very often anymore. It's like super out of the way and stuff. What do you guys think about this other than the obvious? يعني
I don't know if singing was the right choice.
A lot of bad choices were made.
A lot of.
Definitely. I don't care. No, it's crazy. Like, this was approved. You know what I mean? Like, this had to go through, you know, the crap away. Someone in market. Someone from, like, is that Kinfishi agency that linked up Birdalicious and crap away? That person had to, like, approve it, right? The agency. Well, then crap away has to be like, yeah, we're down to sign off on this. We're down to have this represent our brand on the internet. And at least three or four people must have seen this and were like, this is good to go on the internet. So that's one thing. Well, I think that this is just the natural consequence of kind of what's happening. And all marketing, no one wants to spend money on proper ads. Let's TikTok. Let's just, isn't, don't the kids like TikTok? Let's do it on TikTok. They want to pay nothing, but they want to hire. Yalla, can't you do everything for $100? So they don't want to spend the money to do something. They want to use people who, you know, no offense to Birdalicious, she's not a marketer. She's an influencer. She does vlogs and stuff. Doesn't mean she is a creative. She has the mind of someone that works like a creative agency or who maybe who has, maybe this wasn't her idea. This probably wasn't her idea. But they're skipping so many processes. Normally when a company wants to do marketing, you work with an agency. The agency comes up with like 10 ideas. Well, then you get production houses that bid on, you know, who makes the best offer. And then you choose out of all those production houses, the one that you think can execute your idea and bring it to life. Hone, it's like, Crepeway, I'm talking Birdalicious directly. Yeah, let's go sing in the restaurant or something. It's like, and they don't want to spend the money. And this is what happens when you don't want to spend the money and you don't want to hire talented people. Maybe that Birdalicious isn't talented, but whoever the director or the creative director of this thing is, like that random, like the song is horrible. Everything is just bad. You know, it's not their fault, but some like this is what passes for marketing. This is kind of what's sad. You know what I mean?
It just reminds me of. أول سمستر جامعة لإلي عملنا like a video, like a music video presentation. It was exactly that.
It's horrible.
So, just don't use this to market your place. It's okay to say no.
وليش acapella? Like you're not doing it any favors by having no music. Echo. Yeah. Like if déjà put some music in the background.
It sounds like it's been recorded in like a. Known.
Bro, it's horrible.
Or toilet.
You know what I mean? Like, you know,
at least
help it. Help it by putting some music in the back. They're like, we don't even want to spend money on my head. The muffy budget. You know what I mean? Like, if they want to put music in the back, they have to pay someone to do it. They're like, oh no, we don't want to pay anyone. If you want to pay $20, no one is going to walk out of this ad looking good. Neither crepe away. This does not make me want to order crepe away. This does not make me want to hire Birdalicious to do an ad for company A or company B. يعني مين استفاد من هيدا الشيء؟ But the ابدي تاع هيدا الشيء Birdalicious can't be that much or must have been a lot, you know, for her.
ما بعرف, like you said, بركي اعطوها $100 or just do it. And a script.
Exactly.
Hess, they gave her, Hess Wish gave her the script.
But you know, she has 2 million followers, like, she probably made a decent chunk of change, you know what I mean? But it's okay to say no to projects when they're bad. Say no, it's fine. I know money's nice. We all like to make money, but sometimes in life you gotta be like, you know what? I could make money, but it's gonna cost me something else. You know what I mean? Dignity.
The video isn't even edited, Afikra.
It's like one shot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it like one take? I mean, so like they really had to do this. Do you guys wanna watch it again? I think we have to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's worth. And there's dancing.
It's kind of catchy, wait.
She's the MVP of that video.
It's very La La Land.
Yeah, I'm glad. That's what I thought of when I saw the style of it.
Yeah.
This gets me excited.
The new music, the silence, it's like horrible.
Allo? Crepe away? That would have been perfect for the end of that, actually. Anyways, what do you guys think of this ad? Should Crepeway invest in some actual I'm like, would you guys like to do an ad with us, sponsor a couple of episodes? I either never heard back or they were like, no, we're not interested. So obviously it didn't work out. So like, you know what I mean? I'll do it for free. You know what I mean? Best just to, because Crepeway means a lot to me as an institution. I don't know, as a little child, can I eat Crepeway but Dream Park is up to Zekaru. Whoever works there.
If
that shit is old, man. Crepeway is like 28 or 29, maybe 30 years old.
Oh, damn.
It's
new,
not.
Some reason.
It's not. It's an old institution. Again, nothing against Birdalicious. You're probably a sweetheart. This is just a horrible ad. You know it. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You know how bad this is. All right. Let's watch some more of the vlog. Be careful. We don't need to watch. Be careful, cakes. I'm gonna have to stop you, like a bartender cutting off a drunk customer. I'm glad we have you here, Karin, because Joy Tassidis, renowned Christian man, is potentially offending iftar and your entire religion. So
let's see. I'll be the judge of that.
What's going on? He went viral basically on Twitter because he said, especially lo kharouf. Which has been deemed by the Lurian as, especially Le Kharouf is the food blogger of Hay Kifak Sava.
Especially
Le Kharouf. So in what context was especially Le Kharouf used? Let's watch. Why is Joy Tassidis in trouble this week?
Bonjour, bonjour, c'est le Ramadan, and even though I'm Christian, still بحب روح وإفطار. بارح رحت على ليزا عاش خفية عاملين كولابوراسيون مع هوست باي موي. عم يعملوا دي إفطار every night, et franchement j'ai adoré, il y a trop de أجواء de Ramadan. وهو set menu ل $55 per person. الأكل كان كتير طيب, especially le خروف. يلا follow for more.
Il y a trop d'ajouets de Ramadan.
So what are, Karine, as now we can ask some, we can have someone with credibility. What are Ramadan ajouets? Please explain. What did Joy feel?
I think he just meant a Nofi oriental aesthetic in the restaurant.
So like Arabian.
Arabian. I think that's what he was going for. مش أجواء. هلا في أجواء رمضان بس أنا أعتقد حتلاقي أجواء رمضان بأشرفية.
بليزا.
بليزا بالأشرفية. وتدفع $55 للإفطار. هلا it's overpriced. Is that why people were offended?
They're always it's always overpriced. Yeah. So that's a usual thing. So just having Oriental like someone belly dancing in the back.
Yeah, Ramadan. Decorative plates. That's why he was like أشوي رمضان. But also, I thought like when you said people were offended, I thought shitty like alcohol with it. That would have been funny.
On a commandé une bouteille de vin. So here, Giselle, Haj, when she's like, il y a trop d'ajouets de Ramadan. She clearly liked that. She agrees with us. Here. What's that? Sparkling Reem says what? Jama Iftar does Iftar. Jama Iftar des Iftar. When did he say des Iftar?
I guess he got it.
Ambiance des Iftar.
Yeah, Ramadan. He
did say that. Huss no longer. خلاص, he's lost his faith, folks. Joy Tassidis has shaken Huss's faith and.
He got a lot of hate, by the way.
But he always gets hate.
It's a fine video.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the video. He's just being his usual self, and people don't like that.
So there's this other account, speaking of Joy Tassidis, called Hara After Dinner. They do like weird edits on Instagram. They're probably on TikTok, I'm guessing. Well, they did one about Joy, but I want to first look at their Serde one because it reminded me a lot of something I did like 2 years, 3 years ago. I don't want to bring this up again. I really don't care. This is beyond water under the bridge. Sometimes I get when I was invited to Serde, then I didn't end up going to Serde for various reasons. I made like a little clip on the next episode, kind of poking fun at Serde. So let's watch this edit because there's an account that basically just does edits like this now on Instagram. And it's kind of, and I love these kinds of edits. I'm not saying that I inspired it, but maybe, hey, let me know in the comments. Let's just watch this. This is like from 3 years ago.
Previously,
so a very long time ago.
On Saturday after dinner.
اليوم لما بتشوف كيف بيولعوا السوشيال ميديا لما حدا بيعمل fundraising تبع خيي.
Fundraising Grand Factory. مين أول شيء مين أنت تقول إنه ما قالوا الحق؟
أكيد.
بعتقد عم ننمي نحن ثقافة كتير توكسيك.
صار كله انتقاد. نحن اليوم هلا بدبي خيي انه انت مخبى ورا الشاشه تبع التليفون او تبع الكمبيوتر تبعك ايه هيدا عم بتلاحق وعم تعمل kind of bullying
مين اول شيء مين انت تقول انه ما لهم الحق؟
اكيد صار كله انتقاد.
بعتقد عم ننمي نحن ثقافة كثير توكسيك.
نحن اليوم هلا بدبي
توكسيك.
صار كله انتقاد.
فاندريزنج جراند فاكتور.
كيف بيولع السوشيال ميديا؟
مين اول شيء مين انت تقول انه ما لهم الحق؟
اكيد
توكسيك.
أكيد مخبى ورا الشاشة.
جراند فاكتور.
أكيد نحن اليوم هلا بدبي.
توكسيك.
أكيد كله انتقاد.
توكسيك.
أكيد مخبى ورا الشاشة. دبي.
توكسيك.
أكيد مخبى ورا الشاشة تبع التليفون أو تبع الكمبيوتر تبع.
توكسيك.
It's too long.
دبي.
It's very long.
آخ. Stop the heat.
Wait, it's so relaxing though.
And it's like a heat, like just the echo. Well, the more you hear it, it becomes kind of like a trance. Anyways, so this was the first video that I saw of theirs. It kind of reminded me of this a little bit, albeit much shorter, a lot more to the point than mine was.
هذا الشيء للأدتو تبعيتنا.
I know.
Yes.
إيه إذا كان كان تسيب يا.
I know. تسيب يا.
نادينا باكي. Welcome to.
So good.
Sorry, bro.
So there's another one they made about Joy Tassidis. This one, and Joy will not be happy with us for playing this, for sure. Because we've been through fire, my Joy. I think as long as we're not talking about his brother Ron, we ain't getting no lawsuits. So let's go, baby! Woo!
Vendredi بلشت mon weekend بدي بيكور Toulouse weight. Après ça رحنا على دي بيكور Toulouse weight. كافينا على دي بيكور Toulouse weight. And then دي بيكور Toulouse weight. Dimanche il faisait trop chaud, so I spent the whole day بدي بيكور Toulouse weight. وطلبنا كمان دي بيكور Toulouse weight.
The quality of the edits.
Hey, they're nice. They're good quality. Oh, snappy edits.
It's great comedic timing.
They want to prove that no one has done edits like, but I don't think we're known enough.
Has had after dinner watches.
We're not annoying, yeah, and we're not. No, at least I hope we're not annoying. But no, I think they're going after my bad, you know, cringy stuff. You know what I mean? You make the cringy.
I know we're a bit cringe.
Sometimes. If someone does something like this about us, then I'm guessing we're cringy. So that is a bad thing.
We're asking for it.
You did that to yourself. Well, that was that. The piqûre to lose weight. What are the... I feel like piqûre to lose weight does not sound healthy. You know what I mean?
I don't know any of these health
these tricks. Does it like burn fat or something?
Probably, actually.
Speaking of the piqûre to lose weight, folks, let us take a second to thank our sponsor, 16mm Bar in Jemaise, folks. It is a beautiful bar located, folks, in Jemaise, 300 meters after the police station and facing Rebirth Beirut. They have an amazing selection of cocktails, food, a delicious burger called the Big Kahuna Burger that we tried and we talked about it for 8 minutes 2 weeks ago. And we're not going to go over it again, but you have to try it for yourselves. They have amazing drinks. How can you get a free drink at a 16mm bar, folks? Noor, tell us, how does someone get a free drink? Tell us.
You say, do not worry to the waiter and you get a free drink.
Starting what time?
Starting 8 p.m. after happy hour.
Perfect. There you go. So starting 8 p.m. after happy hour, folks. Just look at your bartender. You already have to be drinking something. You can't just be there drinking a water and then ask for a whiskey. You know what I mean? But if you're drinking an alcoholic beverage, just look at your waiter after 8 p.m. Be like, do not worry. You're going to get a second of those drinks for free. If you're with a date, you both get a drink. If you're with a table of 20... You get 20 free drinks on the table, folks. You do not want to pass up this deal, folks. It is really amazing. And I talk about it all the time. My favorite drink is the May Parker. Don't ask me what's in it because I don't know. But they have a delicious sweet bourbon iced tea, if I'm not mistaken. Is it the sweet bourbon iced tea?
It's the bourbon iced tea.
Bourbon iced tea. It's really good. It's honestly like super cozy. Everyone there is really nice. They have special chefs that come in and do like special menus every now and then. Guest bartenders that come in with crazy cocktails, crazy drinks. We tried a bunch of really good ones a couple of weeks ago. It's a fantastic spot. It's a movie lovers like haven. You know, if you like movies, there's a projector playing movies all the time. You got beautiful like classic movie posters everywhere and records and stuff. It's very chill. You got high quality drinks, high quality ingredients, amazing service. You know what I mean? Very friendly staff, very friendly service. We love going there. It's my favorite bar, Bilibnan, hands down. So you never, you might even see me there. Not shuddu eatkun, because I just don't leave my house very often. But you never know, folks. You want to run into your favorite podcaster.
Sure.
You know where to go. You know where to find me. So thank you to 16mm for sponsoring us for the last 3 weeks. We love you guys. You got till April 4th, okay, after 8 p.m. And remember to drink responsibly. Okay, folks, we're just chugging along on this nice, short, refreshingly short episode. Low stakes. Mafishi, no lawsuits coming this week. I feel it. James Maslow, Free Lebanon video. Let's talk about this for a second. This guy was like, I don't know anything about this guy, but Frogan used to be a fan of this dude. Frogan from the A-Raps podcast. This guy's in a band. He's
big
like
time
some...
Rush.
Big Time Rush? What do you know about Big Time Rush? Tell us. James David Maslow.
So Big Time Rush was a fake band on Nickelodeon. They had like a TV show and everything. It was during the One Direction era.
Yeah, okay,
so basically they used to compete with 1D, but they were way like smaller scale. But then they became an actual band and they toured for a while. Like it was a boy band, not an actual band.
Okay.
And they had fans and everything, but then like it was short-lived. But I think Halla, maybe they had a revival? I'm not sure.
But what? So their band actually does go on tour and does stuff.
Yeah, like, but this was in like the early 2010s. I don't know when they broke up.
So this guy, apparently, so James Maslow, is he the lead singer of the band?
They all sing their, it's a boy band.
It's a boy band. Okay, yeah. So this guy, one of the three, apparently like went to Israel for like a trip. He became like part of their media or whatever. And here's like, he's doing literally IDF propaganda videos.
Free Lebanon. Not sure if you've heard, but Lebanon is occupied. I'm kind of not kidding. Hezbollah is the Iranian-backed terror group that controls a significant part of Lebanon, the tiny country just above Israel. Now, Hezbollah is the most heavily armed non-state actor. They have over 150,000 rockets and missiles. You know, just to put it into perspective, they're estimated to have more firepower than 95% of the world's conventional armies. Think about it. And these guys are not quiet about their agenda. Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, praised Hamas's attacks on Israel in 10/7, which targeted civilians, massacring 1,200 Israelis, Jews, Arabs, and foreign residents. And since 10/7, Hezbollah has fired missiles at Israel's northern communities, destroying military infrastructure, killing soldiers and civilians, and forcing around 100,000 Israelis to leave their homes and take refuge.
What? They were forced to leave their homes? I wonder how that feels. Like, it's like almost like they did it to someone else in 1948.
Refuge, who, by the way, are still displaced today. The civilians in Gaza.
They're still displaced? Oh no, I wonder what that feels like. Who? Was there someone like. Is there a people that used to live there that was just. No, I can't think of the name.
Gaza are not the only ones living under a terror regime. Unfortunately, the same thing is happening in the north, in Lebanon, under a terrorist regime known as Hezbollah, which frankly is 10 times as deadly as Hamas. So my question is, why is nobody calling to free Lebanon?
You motherfucker. James Maslow from Big Time Rush wants to just destroy Lebanon.
What?
You motherfucker.
Asshole.
He was on Nickelodeon, you said?
Yeah.
You fucker. I wish that Dan Schneider guy was in a room alone with you.
No.
Motherfucker.
Who
I wish
this?
I mean, I don't feel bad about saying it. For James Maslow, he deserves it. You motherfucker. Dan Schneider should have had his way with you, little boy. I'm kidding, guys. Obviously, this is it's never okay. You know what I mean? But for Zionists,
Who posted this? On his account he posted this?
His account. The only reason I saw it was because Frogan shared this, and she was like, I think Frogan was a big Time Rush fan. Not anymore. She's like, fuck these people.
No, but this is awful.
It's kind of funny, right? I think this is going to be like their next propaganda campaign, like Free Lebanon. I bet you over the next few years, Hanisma, Free Lebanon, Free Lebanon. Don't you want to Free Lebanon?
Free Lebanon from Hezbollah.
Free Gaza from Hamas and Free Lebanon from Hezbollah. Yeah.
That's Nasrallah. So dumb.
I love the way he pronounces things.
Idmez, Lebanon, folks, broke the internet over Mother's Day. This video went viral because, you know, Lebanon's going through a crazy financial crisis. No one's got any money. And people were shocked to see that there was people buying stuff from Idmez, which is an expensive luxury brand.
Hello. Idmez, Beirut. Happy Mother's Day.
Hello.
In Lebanon, Idmez, Beirut.
I feel bad like doxing these people. Just doxing themselves. They're literally just buying stuff. No one's doing anything wrong. Yeah. A lot of nose jobs in this video.
I was gonna say.
A lot of nose jobs. Yeah. This was very controversial. You have all these people shopping. How did they have the heart to shop? Wicked. Do you guys have any thoughts on this? Is this a controversial video?
I don't care how people spend their money, but the woman who posted this video, I saw it on my FYP, so I remember her caption was like, "My Lebanon heart." Her Lebanon is the place where people spend money at luxury brands. It's just so tone deaf.
Yeah, so that context, that makes it a little bit more
And then the comments, people were like, I thought Lebanon was like going through a crisis right now. And then she was like, there are rich people and poor people like everywhere else.
I am not
okay,
the peasant.
Okay, lady. I'm not one of those guys. It was just so, no. No, la, Lebanon manno hek.
And what's funny, look, their moms, what's weird is that if it's Mother's Day, shouldn't it be full of like their kids buying them gifts? It's like they're there buying their own gifts for themselves. Should we be at Hermes, like shoes and bags and purses? Yeah, what is it?
Yes.
All that kind of stuff.
And scarves and stuff like that.
Because everyone's got orange boxes. They look like Nike boxes, to be honest with you.
Had the signature box.
Yeah, hello. Hermes is nice, but it is very expensive. Mm-hmm. Oh, they have belts and stuff, too.
And no, hey, more power to you. I mean, it's fun. I guess it's...
I know, I really don't care.
Yeah, I know. I got nothing to add to it. It's just funny, I guess.
Like, yeah, we know we have rich people in there.
Bravo, bless them. Enjoy. I hope they enjoyed what they done purchased. Okay, folks, this was actually a cute little moment that went viral on Twitter. A picture of Robert De Niro with his great grandson. Look at that. Oh, wait, no, that's actually correction. That's his grandson. That's Robert De Niro's grandson. Oh, wait, no, update. That's actually his son, folks. What a prank. I got y'all, didn't I? Noel's looking at me with like I feel like a dad, like a dad joke at this point. Yeah. Anyways, look at the 10-month-old baby with Robert De Niro, and he's 80. Isn't that gross? Isn't that disgusting? What do you guys think? Is it nasty? How old is his wife? I think she's 45 years old. Okay, yeah. So Tiffany Chen De Niro is 45 years old. So I mean, she knows what she's doing. She's an adult, obviously.
She's 45. How old?
He's 80. It's nasty. It's nasty. Hello, whatever, because, okay, hello, Robert De Niro, he's rich. It's not like when he dies, the baby's going to be left with nothing. But at the same time, he's not going to have a father figure. It's just selfish. I don't know. Yeah. Haram.
And I get that he's, like, old as fucking, like, geriatric. Like, he's very old. But, like, for example, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, I think those guys, just for being who they are and, like, their legacy, I think plays a big role in, like, why a 45-year-old would be, like, okay with, like, you know what? And I get that he's 80, but, like, it's fucking De Niro. Yeah, and a De Niro at 80 is, like, most men... at 60 or something like.
Yeah, but that kid's, I know, he's only gonna know his father from movies.
You got a couple more years, and a little junior. You got a couple more years with daddy, because daddy's gonna. And think of the day when, and I when you see that tweet, actor Robert De Niro passes away at 81. Like, holy fuck, that's gonna shake the world, man. That's gonna be fucking crazy. Like, we're getting to the point where all these legends are. Mm. We're getting to that age. You know what I mean? Al Pacino ain't getting younger.
The tweet says that he had his first child 46 years ago.
So he was, if he's 80 and he was 34.
He has a lot of kids.
I cannot imagine my dad having a baby in like 25 years or something. I'd be sick. Like, I can't imagine how his other kids feel about it. I'd be so pissed.
What else we got, folks? We're almost done. Yeah, we're getting to the end, folks. Ooh, what do you guys think of chiropractors?
Pseudoscience.
I
like the videos.
I can't. I love it.
But
so
do you believe in the
science?
The science of chiropractic. Chiropractic? What the fuck is it called?
Chiropractic.
I haven't tried enough about it. I'm not sure.
And I just see the painful videos, and I'm like, why would anyone want to go? And like, he doesn't like, this is Elio Dacuni, friend of the show.
The videos are very disturbing.
We have them in Lebanon?
Yeah, there's a chiropractor in Lebanon. This is Elio Dacuni, guys. You know him, the slurpy man who eats the macaroni of Lebanon. Friend of the show, Elio Dacuni.
Listen to this.
It's painful. Like, you see Elio being in pain, and then the skillet comments are like, wow, I want to crack my bones. But it's like, bro, like, Elio Dacuni looks like he's in a lot of pain. He's cracking his ear, bro.
This one's nice. Okay.
Does that sound like someone who's getting like pain relief? Like, like, I get sometimes like there's pain that feels a little good. This does not. This sounds like fucking painful. The man is being tortured.
I.
And like, he's laughing because of the pain, bro.
I don't want to.
When did the noise get the table?
Have another cake.
Mama, but the cake.
Yes. Wash the phone, please.
Don't smile.
Don't swear.
Well, the laughing, he's you know, like those people go to like the church, they start speaking in tongues, like, hold on, like, they get kind of delirious. This is kind of like how Elio, look, he's got a fucking belt. What a what contraption is this?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening?
The rebirth.
Rebirth?
But he's gonna kill him.
Ah, fuck.
Oh.
أحلى حركة بالعالم هاي.
I can watch.
He's enjoying it.
حدا عم يقص التاني بهز guts بس أنا I can't watch.
It's almost done. It's almost done. There's one.
Bro, that was awful.
Bro, there's no way that's not like a sound effect, bro.
لا بحس he exaggerates the sound.
What is that, dude? Oh my god, dude, that was so crazy, dude. This guy seems to be, he's a very, what's his name? Man Ben Ismo, sorry, I don't.
He put his, آخر video حط.
Ben, okay, yeah, so you'll see his name, حط Elijah, the name of the chiropractor. If you guys are into that stuff, this guy seems like to be a pro. He's going to all these basketball games. It says, anatomy, I agree, pseudoscience, like, I don't believe in that. It seems like horribly painful. I would never do that.
If I show up to a doctor's office and they have a ring light up, I'm leaving. He had a ring light in the corner of
It's 2024. At this point, you got to think that every doctor and everyone influencing on the side. You got to promote your business on TikTok. You got to hustle. You got to share fun facts. You know what I mean? Did you know that when you do the chiropractors, five benefits? You got to do it. It's the game. You got to you know, pay them bills. You got to fat you shut up. Go.
Irrelevant. But every time, since you guys talk about like Wajih Saad and Fadi Sharbat, every time I'm like sitting, I'm like, I wonder what they're up to. I search them on TikTok and they're live every single time.
They don't stop.
They never stop. And even though it's like 7 viewers.
They don't give a fuck. They're ruthless. Even if it's like, it's 4 a.m. You know what I mean? They're ruthless. Is this fucked up to talk about? Let me know. This is a random lady that I threw some money at her.
threw some money at her.
شفتي؟ Do not worry. Thank you يا حبيبي. For sure, we will not be worried.
Listen to the sound there.
مرسي يا حبيبتي. مرسي. خلصتي فحوصاتك. Thank you, Serena. Thank you يا قلبي. Thank you. Hi, goat. Bonjour, يا ريتا. Thank you, Donatori. Thank you, Elbe.
It's like the machine. I'm تختني يعني. هذا نساعده. A random Willem Dafoe video, guys. I'm a huge Willem Dafoe fan. Obviously, the first time I saw him as a child, he was the Green Goblin in Spider-Man. You know what I mean? And he's terrifying presence, but he's got such a swagger. He's like such a subtle. He's very like subtly cool.
It's
like
the artist vibe.
Yeah, you know what I mean? My vibe's like, he's got the like style, man.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
What's your name and where you from?
Willem Dafoe. I'm from Wisconsin.
Ooh, Wisconsin is in the house. Stop playing with him.
I'm from Rome.
Okay. Shout out to Rome. Yeah. Oh, we see your fit. Describe it.
What I'm wearing?
Yep.
Prada shoes.
Prada?
Prada coat.
Bam!
T-shirt.
Okay.
A green Woolrich sweater.
Green Goblin, even when he's not filming Spider-Man, bro. He looks like a goblin.
Did you give anybody?
And I didn't tell you. I didn't finish here.
Okay.
And then something else. I don't know what it is.
Peter.
What is that?
I don't know.
Hold up. If you give anybody a style tip, what would it be?
I wouldn't do that. I would never give anybody a style tip.
Okay.
King Willem Dafoe King. What a king. What am I put this?
It's crazy and no Ibil. I don't بستحي like to stop people at the I don't think this was pre-planned.
I don't think so. It's like the what do you do for a living?
Yeah,
but
it's cool. I like him.
Nice, no, fucking. He's a G. As you guys know, I'm a big Malik al-Tawouk fan, folks. It's a big part of our lives here on the show. I don't know why, but it's not. So no, look, their shit tastes good, all right. If I want a nice little Lebanese burger, they have it with the coleslaw and all that stuff. They're good with the Tawouk sandwich on it. When you have a craving for Malik al-Tawouk, it's the only thing that satisfies it. It opened in France recently, in Paris. Now it's in Montreal, folks. We got some Lebanese people trying it out. Let's see if they like it.
Montreal, the time has finally come. And if you know this logo, you know what I'm about to say. Malik al-Tawouk, one if not the most famous restaurant in Lebanon, is opening here in Montreal. And I got to try it. But before that, you need to understand there's a love story between me and this place. I've spent my whole engineering degree there, day and night between study sessions. You can just understand how excited I was. Right,
so too, this honestly is the sandwich. All it takes is to watch the video, man.
And bro, you can see how happy I was to try it. I was with a friend and love at first bite. It tastes just like the one in Lebanon. Bro, I was so happy, I swear. It opens on March 23rd. And if you should save one place off of my whole TikTok, it should be this one.
And if I go to Canada, first place I'll go to is Malik al-Tawouk. Same thing, if I go to France, bro, I'm getting a Malik al-Tawouk with Bouzid Bashir. I'm going to be such an idiot. And as I go to France, literally going there.
There was a huge line when it opened in Canada.
Really?
Like people waited for hours.
Bro, there's tons of Lebanese people there.
And
it makes sense. Maestro, folks. The king of rebranding his chocolate. وقتا كان في Valentine's Day, he took his chocolates, حطن بال trio pack تبع Valentine's Day. Then Mother's Day, trio pack. Mother's Day, the same three chocolates. هلا في العيد, he has the عيد pack. He redid the trio pack, was in a purple box. Same three chocolates. For $9, Rahian, he's gonna shove them down our throats until he comes out with his next product. But I think I'm starting to like El Maestro. Ma ba'rif. You know what I mean?
And I have a conspiracy.
What's the conspiracy?
I know the chocolate bars, and he's not actually selling the chocolate bars. It's actually gambling.
Gambling?
Yeah,
because they put checks for you.
They put checks, little checks, and $1,000.
To be them well, it's a...
$9.
Actually, here's Maestro running around the mall. He's going to buy someone a gift. Mr. B-style videos.
مرحبا. متابع المايسترو على تيك توك؟
الصراحة لا.
مرحبا. تابعين المايسترو على تيك توك؟ فرجيني. عمل له فولو؟
مش عم.
مرحبا. متابع المايسترو على تيك توك؟
مايسترو ايه؟
فرجيني.
I like that this guy's waiting at the escalator where the children play, تايحكيون, away from their parents.
برافو, عندي مفاجأة لإلك. مايسترو.
Guys, look at this. Look how he's gonna meet his hero, Maestro. كأنه شايف يسوع.
That's crazy.
Maestro, Maestro! He's hugging him.
طالما طلعتم تبعني على تيك توك, هيدا بورد. هيدا أنا.
Bro, this little boy is like 7, 8.
Nah, that's a 12-year-old.
12. Doesn't look like a very tall child. Now, we're not here to talk about people's how tall they are, how short they are, but like we've talked about Maestro being a little short before, but I was not expecting him being that tiny. This is pretty, yani he's almost Muhammad the dietitian levels of tiny. Yani those two we can put him in a ring and have him run around.
ما بعتقد حكى عن how short he is. حكينا عن how he looks like he doesn't have a penis.
A penis, and he's like a Ken doll at the bottom, probably. Because he has to be so family friendly and like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, that he can't have any sexual desires.
He is also short.
And he's around children all the time, so you can't have, you know, he has to be extra safe. But he's just a little short. He looks pretty tiny to me, you know what I mean? Which might explain, you know, they call it the Napoleon... Napoleon complex, when you're kind of tiny, so you overcompensate in a lot of ways. I think Maestro's whole YouTube career could, whoa, he's the definition of overcompensating. He's got like 5 YouTube channels. He wants to stack he wants to stack cars on one another. I'm the number one. Oh my god, it's all because he's short. Let's continue watching.
Bonjour madame, حضرتك ولدته. Okay, معك 5 ثواني. أي شيء بتنصبه 5 ثواني بشتري لك إياه. 5 4 3 2 بس
خلص.
تليفون هذا تليفون جاي بالعرض.
هذا آيباد.
بدك تليفون؟ ما عندك تليفون.
فوتك شاشه مكسوره ما بتحضرنا على شاشه مكسوره انا ما بقدر تحضرنا على شاشه لا. مكسوره ماشي رح اشتري تليفون
The comments on this video.
فينا نبدأ
يروح يشتري تليفون. إيه ما تشوف. أنا أفتكر إن أردت honestly we're gonna look at the
actual. شو رأيك بالمايسترو بار؟
بعد ما جربت.
أوكي.
أنا عايش معلب.
بعد ما جربته.
كان بيقولوا لي
فلسطين. عم نضل out of stock الحمد لله.
Hold on that fake laugh that like that rehearsed like. He like looks with like. But they zoom in Elijah I laugh. He has to laugh because that's the he turns on. Like before he leaves the house, like he looks at the mirror. He's like, today, maestro, like بيحكي مع حاله بالمرايه, like you're gonna be the most maestro you've ever been. Like slaps himself. Then he's in character. بيتحول. Then he leaves the house. He's like, now look, he's maestro, ready to perform.
After his blood bath.
And he has to be on all the time. You can't not be on. When you're maestro, you have to say hi to fans. You're like The Rock, kind of. You know what I mean? Yeah, blood bath. Bishrab, like, rituals and shit.
To keep his skin young.
To keep his skin young, so he can blend in with all those children. But the kid was like, I'm going to try to be maestro bar bath. It's always sold out. The bar bath. Can you think of a better opportunity for him to be like, well, actually, as the creator of the maestro bar, here's a trio pack. Mate bar, mate cheese. I was like, I'm betlayo. Tough shit, bro. Give him a bar, bro. Hati telephone. Yeah, what I'm saying is stupid, but it's not. Yeah, let's take another. Let's have a
look. مرحبا. حبيب قلبي عمول معروف بدنا هيدا.
بس شو هو هيدا؟
آيفون. هيدا آيفون تحديدا.
زك.
عندك آيفون؟
أكيد.
أوه. مرسي.
Okay, just that's an iPhone 11. You could just tell by the way the cameras, or it could be 12. Maximum had the iPhone 12, because starting with the iPhone 13, the camera started to be like this. So I had the iPhone 12. So, يعني, this should cost around $600-$700 maybe at this point. Does that fit 13? There's a 14. There's the 15. There's so max $500 to $600. Look at the stack of cash he's gonna give that guy, bro.
Merci.
Elijah, zoom in. I'm in the shikalkul. This looks like $700-$800, bro. Aratuk, ya maestro. This is way too much money for an iPhone 11 or 12. Yeah, he better hug you for that phone. This, okay, a brilliant. Yeah, what a masterpiece. How much do you guys love maestro more than you did before? Now, seeing how, what a generous man. Tall man.
Hanjad, Anna came in telephone and movies, but to watch your videos, maestro.
Send us iPhones.
Oh, we're asking him for free phones now.
Send us iPhone 15s.
After what we said, you think he's gonna send us free phones?
La, by the way, I wanted to say, and we keep hating on him. We seem very like desperate, shy. But I know it's fine. We're hating on him.
I'll be honest. He seems like a very nice guy. To be honest, he does seem like a very nice guy. And to be fair, his chocolate really is pretty good. Yeah, the basic just chocolate one. Because I don't like those chocolates. Whoever makes them, man. And if it's just like just chocolate, milk chocolate, I hate that shit. But the crunch one is actually pretty good. And the other one, his secret recipe, was actually pretty good too. But you know, they're just very expensive.
The basic one, it wasn't the best.
I hate those.
I haven't tasted it.
But they're just like expensive. That's the problem. With a trio bar, $9. Who's gonna pay $9 for an influencer chocolate bar? It's just very expensive. But they are made in Lebanon, which is good. And two of the three do taste pretty good. I would just never buy them because they're crazy expensive. Anyways, folks, that's it for the episode. Nice, short, and sweet. Let me take a second to thank our brand new patrons for the week, folks. R.I.P. Cocky and Modern Life Monk. Thank you guys so much.
R.I.P. Cocky.
And R.I.P. Cocky, Anjad, and the sentiment, we stand by it. And thank you to our God-tier patrons. Rifat Fakih, Burgery, Ilya Mujabir, Jessica Ann, Raj, and Jack Sleeman. Amazing superhero patrons like Bonnie, Najio, Muhammad Mansour, Tar Shalhoub, Joito, Rami Gharib, and blonde patrons like the Orient Express Discord server, Mustafa Zalzali, Joy Tassidis, Karl Aboud, JR Aline, and Marianne S. We love you guys. If you guys would like to support us, consider joining our Patreon. Find a tier that's right for you. It makes all the difference. The show cannot exist without amazing patrons like you. So thank you very much. And as always, folks,